Anxiously, I ducked under a tree, entering the soft sandy ground. Sprinting, I heard a noise coming from the dark green bushes. What was it? Glancing, I saw a powerful creature escaping from the bushes. Then another. Petrified, I realized that an army of them were following me, and I was their prey. Frightened, I scrambled over a fallen tree. Disembarking the woods, I ran into a stream. Looking back, I saw a glance of gleaming red eyes staring at me viciously. Even though I was tired, I knew I couldn't stop. Carrying Buka, I ran onto a cliff. I had nowhere to run. I wondered how long I had to live. Why did it come to this? This day started as I, Maddie, age 10, looked at my mum's diary, then ran away to Nina Woods. I'm alone now since I left my mad dad doctor at home. However, I am not completely alone. I have my monkey from Africa called Buka, and there are these things following me. There was a whole list of events happened until now I'm stood off on a cliff, my monkey trembling in my arms. I stood there thinking of what to do. I could throw a stick for them to chase and run away, except they might not chase the stick. I could jump over the sharp rocks beneath me, which might kill me. If I fought with their steel teeth, they would kill me. I could hang, yet I would fall. I would shoot them, but I do not have a gun. I might reach out and leap for the nearest branch, however, it would be too far. Finally, although I was afraid, I decided to jump. The rocks didn't look too sharp. Suddenly, I jumped off the cliff. However, Buka held onto a branch. He lowered me to a tiny cave, and I squeezed inside. Then Buka followed me. After, we crawled through the cave. Surprisingly, the cave got larger and larger until we could walk perfectly well. Unexpectedly, I heard it growl. Soon we saw a leopard. She growled, "Hello, I've been expecting you." We were so starstruck, we just stared at her. Eventually, I plucked up the courage to say, "Hi, I'm Maddie Holiday, and this is my monkey brother, Buka Holiday." She circled us, inspecting us, then patted up the cave wall, and it opened. We followed her through and the open wall. "Welcome, you are in our secret lab," said the leopard. We followed her to a secret tunnel. "Go and defeat the king," shouted the leopard. Confused, I shouted, "What?" It was a big mistake, since an arrow shot me in the stomach. Yes, I was not dead.